This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, August 5th, brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. Census Bureau reported today that U.S. exports of goods and services totaled $277.3 billion in June, down $1.3 billion from May. June imports totaled $337.5 billion, down $12.8 billion from May. The resulting trade deficit of $60.2 billion for June narrowed by $11.5 billion, the lowest trade deficit since September 2023. USDA said U.S. exports of ethanol totaled 173.7 million gallons in June. That's down from 184.7 million in May, but up 19% from June of 2024. For 2025 thus far, ethanol exports are running 10.4% ahead of last year. U.S. exports of biodiesel totaling 35,953 metric tons, that in June, up from 31,160 metric tons in May, but down 47% from June last year, the lowest June export total on record since 2017. For the year, biodiesel exports are running 52% below last year through the month of June. President Trump said he will unveil tariffs on semiconductors and pharmaceuticals, quote, within the next week or so, and that import taxes on drugs could ultimately reach 250%. Trading partners scramble to reach deals ahead of the deadline Thursday. The Swiss president rushed to Washington to pitch the U.S. on a better proposal to head off a 39% tariff rate. Trump continued his campaign against India over its ties to Russia, saying he was likely to raise tariffs on Indian goods, quote, very substantially over the next 24 hours from a planned 25%. Many details are still in flux. European Union, for instance, is pushing for a carve-out for regional wines and spirits as it fine-tunes its pact with the U.S. On China, President Trump said, quote, we're getting very close to a deal. We're getting along with China very well. The two sides recently discussed extending a trade truce that runs through next Tuesday. President Trump said today he's whittled down his list of potential Federal Reserve Chair candidates to four as he considers a successor to Jerome Powell, a choice that could reset the path of the U.S. economy. Trump named Kevin Hassett, a director of the National Economic Council, and Kevin Warsh, a former member of the Fed Reserve Board of Governors. Trump said two other people were also under consideration, but Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is none among them. Trump said, I love Scott, but he wants to stay where he is. The other candidate was not mentioned. Top officials who run the U.S. sugar program will stay in Washington after the Trump administration reorganizes the Agriculture Department. That's the word of Ag's Deputy Secretary Stephen Dayton yesterday. After speaking to the American Sugar Alliance International Sweetener Symposium, Dayton said in a brief interview top officials would stay in Washington, but officials who implement the program may be in the five hubs where USDA intends to move 2,600 of the 4,600 positions now in the Washington area. Dayton pointed out 2,000 USDA employees will remain in Washington, said farmers who come to Washington fly-ins will have plenty of officials to meet with. Dayton said USDA remains committed to operating the sugar program at no cost to the taxpayers and we're focused on preventing forfeiture at all costs. He said, that's why every action we're taking is within America First or Farmers First. I'm Jeff Nally. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. The American Coalition for Ethanol is hosting its 38th annual conference at a brand new venue in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, August 20th through 22nd. This must-attend event features timely updates on ethanol, public policy, market development, board of director training, and more. Visit ethanol.org for event details. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jack Nally.